AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Cosell. Evacuations have been underway overnight in several Texas towns because of new threats of flooding. Hundreds asked to leave their homes in Wharton, southwest of Houston, because of the rising Colorado River. Same for folks living near the Brazos River near Fort Worth. There's just one way to describe flooded areas of Texas.
Soaking wet.
That's Blue Mound Mayor Alan Hooks. Storm Prediction Center meteorologist Rich Thompson reports on the latest round of severe weather to hit the south central U.S. Wednesday evening.
We had a total of 22 tornadoes, mostly western Kansas down into the Texas Panhandle. There were also very large hail reports up to baseball and softball size. And the same storms produced potentially up to 5 to 10 inches of rain in some very small areas.
During his transition from Florida governor to likely presidential candidate, Jeb Bush served on the boards or an advisor to at least 15 companies and nonprofits. Developer Chris Korge says Bush acted with high integrity when Innovita's problems were discovered.
He didn't run away from the problem. He tried to address it with me. He showed true concern about my loss.
Experts question, though, how anyone can serve so many boards at once effectively. Another Republican is entering the presidential race. Former New York Governor George Pataki expected to announce his intentions today. Nebraska has abolished the death penalty, with the legislature voting to override Governor Ricketts' veto. More from the AP's Grant Schulte.
That makes them the first traditionally conservative state to abolish the death penalty since 1973. The vote was unusual because it was supported by a coalition of conservative lawmakers here in Nebraska.
In the Colorado theater shooting trial, prosecutors have shifted to James Holmes' mental state. This is AP Radio News. Golden State beat the Rockets 104-90 in Game 5 to advance to the NBA Finals for the first time since 1975. Warriors guard Stephen Curry says they're ready to push for the title.
I think we've exceeded a lot of people's expectations, but this is something that as players we've been eyeing. And it's nice to have ourselves where we are, four wins away from a championship.
With Anaheim losing 5-2 to the Chicago Blackhawks, there will be a Game 7 in the NHL Western Conference Finals. Ducks center Kyle Palmieri.
It's a tough conference, and I think the two best teams are going to go at it on Saturday night and for a chance to play for the Stanley Cup.
NFL lineman Ray McDonald arrested for the second time this week. The Santa Clara Police Department said the former San Francisco 49ers defensive end was arrested Wednesday for violating a restraining order by being at a residence in the city. Sandy Cosell, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.